We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
We see the earth now.
We've got it.
We see the earth.
We've got it.
We see the earth.
We see the earth now. You got it. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 24th day of June 2012. Hard to believe it's about to be July. We'll be more than halfway in to 2012 and the end of the world as we know it. Of course, the world will keep on spinning, I predict, after 2012, but we will be deep inside the New World Order, globally behind enemy lines in New World Order, eugenicist, control freak, captured territory, with no hope of reversing civilization's plunge into technocratic hell until the awakening takes place on a mass scale and we begin to throw our weight against the machine's wheels. And that's begun at a certain level. That's why the globalists are going into high gear. And as things get more and more evident, you're going to see the awakening accelerate. So it's a race for the finish line. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And again, I want to thank everyone out there for joining us on your Sunday. We understand that everybody out there is extremely busy throughout the week, and we are very thankful that so many millions of people across the United States and the world care about freedom and are involved in the fight for human awakening. Okay, we have got a particularly jam-packed broadcast lined up for you. I mean, every day I come on here and say, very important broadcast today, because it is. It gets crazier by the minute. We're going to look at a report from Infowars.com from KSDK Television. We're going to play part of that clip. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles provoke fears of martial law. And boy, let me tell you, the trolls came out of the woodwork on this bad boy. Just saying it's a made-up story. And that there's no threat of the military being on the streets. And then I saw some people commenting, well, why does it matter if we have troops on the streets? I don't know. North Korea has it. Mexico has it. Rome became an empire and not a republic once they had it with Caesar. It's always what brings a country down. If you got troops on the streets, you're living in a very fascistic, authoritarian or communist system. Not a good place to be. And governments, when they become oppressive, always put troops on the streets. That's why it's in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights that you don't have troops on the streets. You know, it's why America's different and became the example of what to be like, and instead of now being the example of wars, aggression, torture, face scanning cameras, surveillance, the NSA spying on us illegally. We're now the symbol of a hijacked, lawless nation being thrown, just like when communists would take over countries, they would then go into the exploitive phase using that country they'd taken over against the next country, and then use that country against the next country. And again, the United States has been captured by the globalists. People say, oh my gosh, the U.S. is going to fight the Russians and the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States doesn't exist anymore. We're part of the New World Order. We were taken over by fraud. So it's fraudulent. It's illegitimate. We can reverse it. So I'm going to go over the facts that it's admitted they're preparing troops for the streets of America. And then some people said, oh, well, Alex, yeah, we need troops because the collapsing dollar and then all this stuff, you know, but they want to protect us. Folks, the globalists engineered the financial collapse. I know they're getting ready for the collapse. They engineered it. Yes, we've been talking about it for 17 years.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm live on the radio. And then back Sundays live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, also simulcasting on XM, and of course via the audio streams at InfoWars.com. If you are a new listener, I know we've got a lot of new affiliates across the United States picking us up today. In fact, two new affiliates that I plugged on Friday picking us up today. And you're a new listener, you've heard a lot about the show, and you're thinking, you know, is this guy a nut? Is he for real? Well, that's up to you to decide. I'm certainly not perfect. I certainly don't have all the answers, and I absolutely make routine mistakes. But the difference is I don't try to twist and deceive like much of the mainstream media. You know, most, quote, mainstream media is not really deceiving. If it's a story that doesn't politically matter to the system, they'll tell the truth. But when it's a big national talking point, like Obama having the entire media basically say that there were no death panels in his healthcare plan, and then once they got it in place, they admit that there are death panels that ration and cut back care, and basically grandma just needs to die. We now see that in Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny, how great it is. We're seeing headline articles about killed children up to age 3 if the parents don't want them, even if they're healthy. Now the eugenics is out in our face. So that's just a quick example of what I'm talking about here. I have studied history. And those that don't know history, as many philosophers and historians have pointed out, are doomed to repeat it. Because humans live a limited lifespan, about 75 years on average. And we do the same things over and over again. And we set up civilizations the same way over and over again. We make the same mistakes over and over again. And if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And by studying basic history, I've learned what is good and what is bad, what works for civilization, what empowers humanity, what empowers families, what empowers children, what is healthy, what is wholesome, what is good. Versus all the signs that you're going into a deep, dark tyranny run by very bad people, and that's the norm in history, and all the danger signs there. And if there are 100 danger signs, the United States has got about 300. I mean, literally, it's more than double or triple anything I've ever seen from a historical perspective of danger, Will Robinson, look out, we're in trouble. I mean, if you study Hitler, if you study Mao, if you study Stalin, if you study Caligula, if you study Nero, if you study Montezuma, if you study any of these tyrants of history, everything that's happening is consciously for a tyranny. And it's the same thing worldwide. The world is sliding in a conscious system of governmental, bureaucratic, authoritarian oppression. This is what the establishment has decided to do, and they're quite honest about it. Today we're going to be breaking that down. There is a story up at InfoWars.com that I'm going to start with. Then I'm going to get to the CBS News headline, GM grass, genetically modified grass, linked to Texas cattle deaths. The federal government, the EPA, is out there, and they say the grass in Bastrop outside Austin at least two ranches is off-gassing cyanide gas. And I went and did some research. I didn't know grass could do this, but it's happening. I saw a movie a few years ago. I forgot the name of it. I tried to look it up, where it happens in the Northeast and the trees start releasing The Happening. Okay, thank you. And the trees start releasing cyanide. And I thought, oh, that's a dumb movie. I watched it on the treadmill one day. And then I looked it up and found out, oh my gosh, that comes from real things that have happened. Because it's called The Happening. Except in this case, the trees just kill everybody in the Northeast. I shouldn't laugh about it. It's right outside Austin, Texas, and they just mention at the end, oh yeah, they confirm cyanide gas is coming off the genetically modified grass, and everything's wonderful. So we're going to be looking at that report and how it dovetails with this Daily Mail story. Bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. And the federal government published a few months ago how to mutate the mouse pox for humans, and it kills over 90% of those it comes in contact with. And they've put out the ingredients list for even a small biological firm to be able to release it. And 90%+ of the people that come in contact with it are dead. Airborne Ebola is also being produced at major universities all over the United States at level 4 bioweapons labs. Just type that into a search engine. It's mainstream news. You know, this is the kind of stuff I actually am concerned about when I go to bed at night. When I go to bed at night, I don't look under my bed for Al-Qaeda. Again, you have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. By the way, that's from Scientific American. That's just not Alex Jones saying that. Look it up. Better chance of a honeybee killing you each year than Al-Qaeda. But I'm supposed to give up all my rights and have checkpoints on the highways and no freedom because of Al-Qaeda, who our government and NATO criminally fund to attack Libya and Syria. But I'm not supposed to be concerned about hundreds of level 3 and level 4, 36 new ones built in the last few years, all over the U.S. Things like Lyme's disease, you know, that came from a level 4 bioweapons lab, Plum Island. It's a weaponized syphilis, basically. They just call it, because they don't want to freak you out, they call it Lyme's disease. Weaponized syphilis put in to the blood of animals that ticks then slurp, and then now it's spreading all over the United States. Not very fun, is it? But, you know, hey, it's not, the media didn't say be scared of it, so I'm not scared of that. So, again, I'm talking about the perception, how the system gets us to learn to be afraid of things that aren't a threat, but then ignore things that are real threats. Here's an example. I put out a video that's gone viral titled Leaked, Rise of the Dark Knight, whatever the new name of the film is. What's the new name of the film? I forget to even name my video on it. Leaked, okay, Leaked, Rise of the Dark Knight. And in there I show news articles where beaches for 2 years all over the world were upwards of half empty because everyone thought the big mechanical shark was out there and going to eat them. And I've looked up the average. It's less than 5 people a year worldwide killed by great whites. It's like 12 on average total shark deaths combined. All sharks, tigers, makos, you name it. Less than 12, less than 5 great whites. And I can't get hardly anyone I know. Went back in college when we'd go deep sea fishing 2 or 3 times a year. Sometimes it'd be still out in the middle of Gulf of Mexico, 80 miles out there, 50 miles out there, catching tuna, catching mahi mahi, everything. And no one would ever get in the water with me. The Jaws is going to get you. Oh my gosh, you're so brave. Oh, really? Because I statistically know that I've got a better chance being struck by lightning twice in 1 year than to be attacked by a shark. Again, it shows how the system can implant this idea. You're like, what does it have to do with Batman? Well, in all these Batman movies, there's terrorists, buildings are blowing up. It creates a subconscious idea, just like Jaws does with sharks, and then nobody wants to go swimming to this day. I got family, won't go in over their knees because of sharks. And it's the same thing with terrorism. It is almost imaginary. Almost imaginary. Your chances of being killed by a terrorist. Even if most of the time they weren't funded by shadowy intelligence agencies that want to increase their funding and have mission creep and expand on the streets of America. But I'm already digressing. When we come back, the real threat or threats, we're going to get into a report out of KSDK where hundreds of tanks are being prepared for the American people. And in my article, I give links to where the Army says it's for us, and then a minority of people are commenting saying I'm making it up. I mean, the Pentagon admits they're preparing for war with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, I want to look at the threat of genetically modified organisms, explain exactly the different types that are out there, and tie it into the cattle deaths outside Austin, Texas, where I live, where this syndicated broadcast is coming to you from. And again, I'm pro-science, but I've been pro-nuclear, except that they don't ever keep the plants up or take care of them, and they're always melting down and blowing up because these companies just don't care. So I guess, I mean, it's kind of like I'm all for giving my children freedom until they're bad, and then I can't. You just can't trust these Fortune 500 companies with GMO, nuclear, any of it. It's just, I guess we can't trust ourselves with it is my point at this juncture. Wait till I get into these shocking findings. Now, first off, I'm not tooting my horn here, but if there's anything I'm a leading national expert on for national television, print media, you name it, I am a admitted, recognized expert on the police state. And people say, you don't like police? A police state isn't not liking police, for new listeners. And some people say you're being condescending. No, I'm not. A lot of people don't understand this. In fact, I didn't understand this, that people weren't aware of this, so I'm going to explain it. A police state's like North Korea. It means you don't have any rights, any due process. There's secret police. You're being asked questions. There's cameras. You're being spied on. People are disappeared. Oh, all the things the U.S. is now doing. I mean, have you gone and looked at everything that authoritarian states do? Our so-called government is adopting it. That's the point I'm making. And it's not good for business. It's not good for life. It's not good for sustainability of a free market system. It's anathema to what the founding fathers believed in. So people who say they love America with the 4th of July coming up, do they actually know what the United States stands for? Because everything the U.S. stands for was built on is under total attack by the so-called federal government, itself taken over by foreign banks on record. I'm going to explain that more later. But we've been captured. The national security state, all of it, has been taken over by financial interest, and that's why they can get away with bloody murder. And that's why the private Federal Reserve rules this country, and it's a consortium of foreign banks. Look it up. 10 years ago, I was called a conspiracy theorist for talking about that. 17 years ago, now it's admitted. But cutting to the chase, Friday, Paul Watson in the afternoon, one of our writers at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.com, published an article, sarcastically headlined, because they say that in the piece, "Don't be alarmed. Army trains military police to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles provokes fears of martial law." And it is a KSDK TV news piece. And we're going to play part of it here. We have their video embedded up at Infowars.com, so you can go watch the whole thing there. I'd play the whole thing, folks, but it's copyright. We can fair use play a short. People are always like, why don't you play the whole thing? Well, I just gave you the answer for the upteenth millionth time, but people still ask it. So there you go. Go watch. People are like, your YouTube report you did on it, it's only got 30 seconds of the newscast. And we say, go there and watch the whole thing. I can't show you the entire deal. I really can't play the entire deal. I mean, technically, I could, but then I have to stop and comment on each part if you want to get technical. But side issue. I'm digressing. About 80% of the commenters and the votes on YouTube, actually it's about 85%, agree with us. They understand. They're current or they're former military. They understand why it's not good to have military on the streets. They understand why you don't want to use tanks against the American people. They understand that that's the opposite of what our Constitution says. But there's three different groups attacking me. And again, I'm not reporting on this because they're attacking me. I'm reporting on it because it shows the mindset. You can learn a lot from this. One group says, Alex, yes, the military's training for locking down cities in martial law, but to keep us safe because the economy is collapsing. And they know it's going to collapse worldwide. As if they're telling me something. The point is, the system is run by megabanks on record that planned all of this and engineered it through derivatives. I've done hundreds of broadcasts on it. I made Fall the Republic documenting it. Yes, I know that. That's the whole point. The troops themselves aren't bad. There's another group that say, I'm criticizing the military. That's like saying I'm criticizing a gun. A gun is an inanimate object that you control, that the government controls. The military is supposed to follow orders, basically making themselves inanimate objects. So again, it's not about the military. See, even in America today, we're so brainwashed, to even get to the issue, you have to go through all this stuff. At first, oh, it isn't true. And then, well, they need to do this because America's collapsing. Instead of, it was engineered to do this so the system could play the part of the savior while consolidating and converting us from a free republic to a tyranny. You see what I'm saying? And in our article at Infowars.com, we have scores of links to the Army Times, to the Council on Foreign Relations, to open, you know, videos of Army troops and National Guard doing crowd control with batons in Connecticut 2 weeks ago. Just at a mainline parade and getting in people's faces. The point is that the RAND Corporation, the CFR, the federal government, the top general in the U.S. Army is quoted in our article with links to him saying it, that they're going to put 4,000 plus troops, a brigade, in every U.S. major city for the American people. And I'm talking about not with batons, folks, with Abrams tanks, with Bradley fighting vehicles, with Warrior APCs. I've had the military people on who've sent us photos and come on where they're putting caches of armored vehicles strategically all over the country for us. And then I have the Army admitting it's for us, and I have the big banks admitting they planned this with the end of Glass-Steagall in 1999, all of it. This is a big deal, because even if you love troops on the streets and think it's cool, the question is, why do they want it? Because they're going to implode this country by design to re-engineer it and re-educate it. So you should be asking yourself, why are they getting all the troops ready? Instead, it's just like, what's wrong with troops? I ain't done nothing wrong. A lot of people didn't do anything wrong in Nazi Germany. How'd that end up for them? A lot of folks didn't do anything wrong in Cuba. A lot of folks, 1,000 years ago, Central Mexico didn't do anything wrong, but the Aztecs would, you know, march 500 miles to a little village and grab every man, woman, and child and haul them back and cut their hearts out. Chinese didn't do anything wrong. Mao Zedong killed over 60 million of them. Chinese history say 80 plus mil. U.S. government, State Department says 64 mil. Whatever, 64, 84 mil, whatever. The point is that government is always the number one threat. University of Hawaii's done studies, others have. It's called democide. 262 million deaths in the last century alone from what? Governments. And that's non-military. That's not soldiers or combatants or civilians killed in Dresden firebombings or bombing of London or Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Governments killed 260 plus million people. That was the United States population in 1975. In 100 years. So, see, I'm a weirdo. I'll admit it. I'm like George Washington in that I worry about the real number one threat in history. I actually am an American. I actually like the founders. I think they were really cool and knew what they were doing. I want that instead of the UN. Wait till you hear this. They say, end all national sovereignty, BBC reports. But first, the report about tanks for you and your family straight ahead. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday worldwide transmission. We're going to be opening the phones up. I'll give the number out in the next segment. We'll take a ton of calls in the second hour today. Getting back into the article, don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. A, the public doesn't know why it's bad to have the military involved. I mean, as a child, I knew going to third world countries. So this is what a horrible third world country is. There's troops bugging their eyes out at everybody with machine guns on the street corners. It's what comes with bondage and poverty and no due process. But now it's what keeps us safe. Oh, and it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for libertarians, conservatives, rural people. They're setting up the rural council run by the Department of Defense. And the Army has come out and said, yes, we want to call in airstrikes on citizens. And they're using Predator drones, Associated Press and Reuters report, to arrest, quote, cattle thieves in North Dakota. So the whole military system that Eisenhower warned us about, just kick my we're just playing some audio clips there in the background. Sorry about that. Okay. Getting back into what I was saying. It's all right. It's all right. Getting back into what I was focusing on here. It is in plain view that the Pentagon says that they are basically taking America over. And our money is being used against us that President Eisenhower warned us about in 1961 when he left office. And his full quote wasn't just beware the military-industrial complex. He said the elite technocrats, he said technocratic, technological elite, would take over, and they would control the military. And that's what DARPA is. That's what Google and the NSA, it's the same thing, are. It's special interest taking over the society. It's a technocracy. If you read The Economist or any of these publications, they're like, oh, we're run by technocrats now. Aren't we glad they're there? They care about us. No, they don't. They're authoritarian. So here is the report. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles provokes fears of martial law. Folks, they have thousands of drills all over the country to acclimate the public to military occupation. It's admitted in the New York Times. They train with Boy Scouts to go door to door and report on what guns their parents own. And they put it in the New York Times with a straight face. I mean, that's Hitlerjugend. And then I get emails saying, don't criticize the Boy Scouts. I'm not criticizing the Boy Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts. You shouldn't turn the Boy Scouts into a paramilitary spy arm. Don't believe me. Just type in, Girl Scouts help fight terror and more. Boy Scouts help fight terror and more. And you'll get the New York Times, you name it, showing them, this group of Explorer Scouts, average age 14, practiced taking on a disgruntled veteran who wouldn't turn in his firearms. I mean, go read it. It's got photos of it. I got footage of this in urban warfare drills in the late 90s, and people couldn't believe it. They had the Boy Scouts in Texas and Maryland and other places, and this had never been in the news. We're like, why are all these Boy Scouts with the troops in this drill in the town? And then we talked to their parents. They're like, well, yeah, they asked if the scouts could help them, but we don't like it. They came in the house and were creating list of our firearms. I mean, this is like body snatchers or something. It's like an invasion from Mars, but it's not Martians. It's our own people. And it's happened over and over and over again. And you can't get the average American out there to even understand this. They're like, well, what's wrong with troops? Or, well, we need them. Things are collapsing. Or, oh, that's not true. And then the article, people even comment, and again, they're the minority, but that's who I'm concerned about because they represent, I would say, the majority out there. They go on to quote here with links to the Army Times saying they're putting troops on the streets. A Brigade Homeland was the headline. The Washington Post admitting it. And then links to the head of the Army in an article in the May-June issue of Foreign Affairs put up by CFR, a mouthpiece for the influential Council of Foreign Relations, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, General Raymond T. Odinero, advocates the Army be transformed to a more flexible force by developing in situations normally reserved for domestic law enforcement officials. He argues that by doing so, troops will be better equipped to deal with conflict elsewhere. Oh, yes, because there'll be police every day. And then it goes on to talk about brigades in every city. And that's all this is. And it is the opposite of what happens in our free republic. And I can open the phones up. I mean, I remember that Army Times article. It was also one of Stars and Stripes, where where they said, yeah, we're going to be out with the jaws of life at car wrecks and things for PR purposes, but we're also training to pull triggers here in the U.S. Pull triggers. Like at Waco or at Ruby Ridge. And if America is so stupid that it doesn't know, I know every Hollywood movie shows troops on the streets. I mean, I know it's fashionable to think of Jack Bauer, but he's not going to be torturing Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's being shipped in again by NATO to take over countries. They're going to be tearing your teeth out. There's more news today about CIA black torture sites all over the world. Again, our government's been taken over. The military doesn't want to take part in this, but at the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, at every event, they have military as the security. It's totally illegal. And I know I harp on this forever, but everything we talked about is now coming true. And it's being done because the globalists want to collapse this country. And they're going to sell it like, oh, they're fixing things during the financial collapse and riots and the welfare checks not arriving, or the welfare checks because of hyperinflation, you know, not buying enough. We're all going to be lectured about how it's a good thing. And, well, Alex, yeah, there are troops on the streets, and you ought to be lucky they're there keeping America safe. And, yeah, we are having to arrest some extremists because, after all, you know, after the terrorists hit us, we had to do it. And whatever it takes to get the country back on its feet, just take all the rights. I want my money back. You'll never get your money back. They are putting this in because they're getting ready to make you a pauper. They want to convert the country. It's official from the UN into a bankrupt nation. Here's part of the clip from the news where they're like, well, yeah, the tanks roll around all day in the city, but we can't tell you where they're parked for security reasons. Because you can't trust the enemy, the American people. I remember at the G20, we went to talk to the Army. They had regular Army and National Guard. Rob Dew on tapes like, yeah, we'd like to talk to your commanding officer. Here's their name. We're with the media. We want to ask about why the military is involved domestically. The military says, yeah, we'll call you in an hour. The cops show up and say you were trying to blow the military up. And I called up the captain on air. And I said, what is your problem? You came to them saying they were going to blow stuff up. Well, yeah, the military felt like they might have wanted to blow them up. And I was like, I said to him on air, I said, do you really want your kids growing up in a country like this? I mean, are you pinching yourself right now? Reporters pull up to troops, want to talk to the public information officer who's on the website in Pittsburgh. And you call their hotel and call their rental place and send police after them and tell them that, well, we're preparing to arrest you for terrorism. And he said, well, we just had to check. I mean, it's like mental illness. Like, oh, we just say you're a terrorist. You're disappearing now. And a lot of people go, well, we better shut up than be intimidated. We better shut up. No, no, no. You don't get intimidated by this tyranny. You get back in its face and you explain it's wrong to everybody. We've got the moral high ground and we save this country. Everybody should be afraid of not getting involved, not standing up. We're going to come back. I'm going to get to this. Then I'm going to get to the GMO threat. Big news on that front. I'll get into all the other crazy news. I mean, look at this BBC article. And they're reporting it like it's a good thing. EU should undermine national sovereignty, homogeneity, says UN migration chief. This is official. Get rid of national sovereignty. That's always been their plan. You understand?
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to have open phones in the second hour. Do you think it's a good idea to have the NSA illegally spying on everybody? Maybe it's a good idea to have forced inoculation, as state governments are now pushing. Maybe it's a good idea to not allow food to be GMO labeled, as the federal government is stating right now. Maybe it's good to have Obama say that he's going to have the ATF outside of law through regulations ban most semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. They're pushing that. I mean, maybe we should turn our guns in. Maybe we should raise our taxes. Maybe, like the UN says, we should join world government and that any national sovereignty is a bad idea. I mean, that's the headline at the BBC right now. Maybe I've been wrong all these years because, you know, everything I said is coming true. We should just accept the foreign banks running us and destroying us and just appreciate them. Let's go ahead and go to this clip here. And again, the full clip's up at Infowars.com in the Don't Be Alarmed, Army Trains MPs to Drive Tanks on U.S. Streets. And there are hundreds of these big armored vehicles. They call them tanks. They're really big armored vehicles driving around. And they have dual use for overseas as well, but they're putting caches of them all over the country. That's admitted. It's called Brigade Homeland is the plan. But in the Army Times, for you, it's all for you. Head of the Army admits it, but it doesn't exist. No, we should all, one guy in the newscast says, I'm going to go out and salute them. Yes, yes, it's a sign of freedom to have armored vehicles driving around like the Russians have occupied us. And again, you get all the training manuals that police and military have sent us that have become national news so many times, MIAC, Homeland Security, remember all those? Headline, returning veterans, number one threat, then libertarians, then conservatives. Maybe it's good to have the armed forces secretly training and now publicly training to take on the American people. Maybe we really are the bad guys. Here is part of the newscast where the American people, you know, the military allowed them. By the way, we know where it is. It's a old dump that the military uses out there by a threat fusion center. At this particular area where they've got this located in St. Louis, Missouri. But again, it's several hundred giant armored vehicles. But the enemy, let's be clear, though. The press could be trusted as collaborator media with the globalist. But you do not let the enemy know. And, of course, you know who they are. It's look in the mirror. Here is that clip.
This is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train members of the 354th MP Company here in St. Louis on how to drive these rigs, a military's driver's ed of sorts, if you will, on the highways and on city streets. They are not loaded. They are not armed in any way, but the Army says that does not mean they aren't dangerous.
That vehicle is over 32,000 pounds. If they see that vehicle, it is harmless, but they need to know to stay away from it. We don't mind you all looking at it, but please stay away. Every day while we're out riding around, we get hundreds of people taking pictures and filming us, and a lot of people even swerving in our lane.
In fact, they were on Interstate 44 today coming in from Fort Leonard Wood. They say they had one man trying to drive and take pictures at the same time. They had a kind of a last-minute unintended class in evasive maneuvers to avoid
All right, let's stop
wreck.
Right there. Now, that's just a short clip. Let's go back to the beginning where they say the people cannot be trusted. You cannot let the people know. We're out here at the location, but we can't tell you because it's a security issue. Can't let you know where all the armored vehicles are. And by the way, these are new vehicles. The Pentagon has ordered thousands and thousands of new ones. You can see that in the Pentagon purchase orders and admit it's for Brigade Homeland. Thousands of giant armored vehicles. They're giving the old ones to local police departments, helicopters, drones, 30,000 armed drones, all of it. For you. Here it is. Here it is from the start.
Good evening. It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town, and while they come in peace, there are all kinds of rumors about why they are here. News Channel 5's Casey Nolan is live somewhere in St. Charles County, where he got an up-close look at the military vehicles. Casey?
Yeah, Mike, in order to get that up-close look, we've agreed not to say exactly where in St. Charles County we are tonight and where these vehicles will be parked overnight. The Army doesn't want that information to be made public for security reasons, but we can tell you why they are here. Now, this may not be such a huge deal that these rigs are in town if not for the speculation that was coming via the internet today. St. Louis police first put out the word that people may see these armored security vehicles in their neighborhood, especially near the Army Reserve Armory in North St. Louis on Goodfellow.
Okay, let's stop
that
right
was
there.
About all the information they released.
Let's stop right there. Again, you can go to my website, Infowars.com, and I link to the Army Times, Stars and Stripes, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Secretary of the Army, all saying this is for the general public. But those are all scholarly reports to each other. Or to the military. They think you're so stupid, that's kind of compartmentalized to the military and not to the general public. I can open the phones up right now. In fact, I'm going to. and I'm just going to take military whistleblowers. And I've done this before. And then I can have them mail me documents and photos and publish them. And then I can have it break in the local news. We've already done this probably, no exaggeration, over 100 times the last 17 years. Because they're patriots in the military. I can open the phones right now and have military police, current active duty, call in and go, yeah, I'm allowed to tell you that we're trying to take on the American people. It's not a secret. The news just acts like they don't know. This is not a secret. Listen, I confirmed through five military officers after I got a few calls on air that when Rick Perry jokingly talked about seceding, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 says for insurrection by the states or governors or legislatures. The feds call an insurrection if the states say no to something. And when Rick Perry joked about that, the Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, all the National Guards around us went on alert, and they got in their tanks and armored vehicles ready to put them on the backs of trains to come to Texas. You're like, oh, really? Yeah, what you just heard is classified. You want me to go further? You remember when the state legislature unanimously in the House voted to enforce current law that you couldn't grope people's genitals at the airport? And we're going to instruct state police to arrest people. What did the federal government say? We are prepared with F-16s to run an armed blockade of any aircraft entering Texas. I mean, what do you think the feds did when the South said we're not going to pay these tariffs anymore? They sent ships into the harbors and the Civil War started. I mean, that's where we are right now. This is what's going on while you're watching American Idol and sports and, you know, golfing and acting cool and riding your Harley around. And I'm not knocking you wanting to play golf, wanting to ride a Harley. I wish I had time to do that. But I can't morally sit here and know this is going on. People are like, well, so what? Let us go to martial law. They only want to go to martial law because they're going to take the guns. They're going to make you take vaccines. These are bad, bad authoritarians. These are bad people. And we cannot let our military sit there and think it's okay to do all this. So, you know what? I'm going to do this. We're going to have whistleblowers, and I'm going to try to go right to your calls as we start the next hour. Then I'll get into the GMO huge news towards the end of the next hour, if we have time. If not, I'll cover it tomorrow. It is big news. I'm going to give you the number for the military or police that are training with the military. And again, this is all in the news. I have links to their admissions, but people don't seem to go look at that or listen. You will listen to the military. So let's hear from them. And again, military knows they can call in here as citizens. As long as it's not something classified, we still get that kind of stuff. Not like we're asking for it. But the point is that I'm not like I need to have it. I can already reverse engineer by watching it on the ground. They don't hide what they're doing because they think the public is totally in a coma. And on average, they are. Only if you're awake and know history is this stuff completely clear, like writing on the wall. So here is the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. It's no secret they're training everybody down to mechanics in riot control. There's no secret they've been getting caches of tanks and armored vehicles, not just the thousands they've ordered and gotten delivery of, but new ones. But also old ones being refurbished, helicopters, you name it, for us. Because there's a globalist takeover that's already happened at the highest levels. Now they want to get rid of what's left of America, overthrow states' rights, bring in total tyranny. And just by talking about this, we may hold it back and back it off. You understand that? The only way the New World Order usurpers that have got a beachhead in Washington can do this is if we're ignorant and not aware of it and don't decry it. So I'm walking point. Defending the Republic in the spirit of 1776. Straight ahead, 877-789-ALEX. Second hour, your calls, masses of news. Cyanide grass outside Austin, killing cattle. CBS News, GMO, and more. Straight ahead, we'll be back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the whistleblower calls are coming in. And by whistleblowers, this is no secret, but it's good to get your take on it. Well, some of it's secret, but the fact that they're preparing the military not to just, quote, fight imaginary terrorists domestically, but for crowd control, checkpoints, gun confiscation. You saw what happened in Katrina. I should ask the military this as well. For active duty, MPs or police right now, will you confiscate guns if ordered to do so? Because let me tell you, the system is data mining, testing, and if they ever think you'll go ahead with it, they're going to try it. And if they ever think the American people will go along with it, they're going to do it. Even at the expense of a civil war, if the globalists think they can make it and have it work, they will do it. That is the nature of these people. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Been doing this Sunday show for like 5 years, and still haven't memorized that number. Well, we've only had that particular number about a year, so I guess that's why I haven't memorized it, because we only use it on Sunday. Weekdays, we have the network number and go and work with the network phone system. We've just kind of partially moved over to doing everything out of our own studio and never fully gone away from using Genesis for the phone calls. Really, because I like John Harmon so much, the guy that board ops and kind of produces the show from that end, along with our producers down here. Been working with him for a lot of years and just enjoy hearing his voice every day. But that's where the satellite uplinks are as well. Folks at Genesis are great people. GCNlive.com. I noticed that online, the different videos of press conferences with Janet Napolitano and others admitting that they were running Fast and Furious 2 years ago before people found out it was giving guns to criminals. Those videos are disappearing, by the way. So we did a news report like a year ago, another one 6 months ago with those clips. We originally are the ones that, well, listeners pointed it out to us, and we did news reports on it. That's why you're so important out there, your tips. I know sometimes we don't follow up on them because we can't, but still keep sending them because a lot of them we do get to. It is like trying to drink out of a fire hose, though. Turned on full, it's more info than you can drink down. Of course, there's the reverse of that analogy. It's like trying to drink up Lake Superior with those little pixie straws that you use to stir your coffee. You can barely even suck any water up or coffee up in it. So we're going to go to break and come back with your calls. And then coming up, Turkey will consult NATO over shooting down a plane by Syria. And I need to call my writers, this broke on Friday, and point out, because I haven't seen anybody point this out. Do you remember Tony Blair and Bush met? And this got declassified a few years ago. Well, it got leaked, and they admitted it was real. Wanted to arrest who leaked it. And they said, why don't we just fly jets a whole bunch real low over Saddam's airspace and try to get him to shoot it down as a pretext to invade in 2003? And then they also have talked about doing it to other countries. And so that's clearly what's been going on, is that NATO just keeps, and they've admitted they want Turkey to be the head of the spear on this, tip of the spear, going in there and having them fly through the airspace over and over and over again until somebody pulls the trigger. And even if they don't pull the trigger, it's okay, because when they finally bombard the country, which NATO's been calling for, a bombing campaign of NATO, by NATO against Syria, they're saying that they're going to bomb them, but then, oh, Syria's evil because the plane flew into their airspace, but then turned out of the airspace and got shot down. And so now Turkey's saying, we're going to do something. That's it. You shot down our plane. Total provocations. And again, I'm no fan of Assad. I'm not a fan of government. Most governments totally criminal run. But Assad is good compared to Al-Qaeda. And the West is using Al-Qaeda jihadis in Al-Qaeda uniforms with Al-Qaeda flags, it's on the news, to take over Libya, now take over Syria. They used them to attack the Serbs when the Serbs fought back. They had NATO and the UN blow the daylights out of that country. I mean, it's incredible. And the American people are so ignorant, they don't know Al-Qaeda works for NATO publicly. I mean, this is insane.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you think.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at
bunch of young men fighting. Okay, we are back live into hour number two on this live Sunday worldwide transmission. Thank you for joining us on the 24th. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into EU should undermine national sovereignty. That's BBC News. That's the plan. That's why they want to get rid of nationalism or any type of culture. They say that, get rid of any culture. They want a plastic globalist corporate culture. And of course, we've known this forever about the UN and the globalists, but now they're just out in the open. We'll be going over all of that. And then the big news, bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. Why is that bad? It kills over 90% of those. It's a super weapon, a level four. Level four means weaponized, already very lethal system. Weaponized Ebola, weaponized flu, weaponized mousepox for humans. And to give you an example, GM grass linked to Texas cattle deaths. Federal government says it is off-gassing cyanide outside Austin, Texas. KI here locally broke the story. It's now a national news story. I mean, I'm sending reporters out tomorrow. We've got such a skeleton crew up here. It's why we're trying to hire some new reporters. By the way, I'm going to tell people who's won the reporter contest on Thursday. One male, one female reporter. Look for that at Infowars.com. Okay, enough from me. You just joined us. I played a report out of St. Louis from KSDK. And they're like, yes, the Army's driving hundreds of armored vehicles all over the neighborhood. They need to learn how to drive on roads as if they don't have giant military bases everywhere, including right up there in that area. We're talking hundreds of square miles in some cases. Fort Hood's as big as five Dallases or more. I mean, it's just more like five metroplexes last time. I mean, it's just huge. But they got bases everywhere. We need to drive up and down your street. Meanwhile, it's just acclimation, folks. It's admitted that the military is training to take on the American people. And we've not screened your calls other than asking, do you want to talk about this if you're police or military? Because even though it's in the Army Times, they admit this is happening. By the time it gets on the local news, they're like, conspiracy theorists think the hundreds of vehicles are driving around to get people ready for martial law. And then it cuts to the military. Do not look at us and you know, you can look, but don't get too close. And we're not going to tell you where we're parking them. So we're going to go to Andrew, Jim, Robin, and others that are holding. If you're a whistleblower, 877-789-2539. It's not even whistleblowing. If you have a comment on this, if you've been involved in the training, your overall view on it. Andrew in California, you're police or military?
Yeah, police, Alex.
Well, give us your take on it, sir.
Well, you're not going to believe this, but let me tell you a little something. Anyways, I only live a few minutes from the border from Mexico, so I literally live in the police state as we speak. I've seen the newscasts in Mexico with the grenades on the tables. You know, any direction I go, leaving the county, I can't leave. I go to a checkpoint, armed checkpoint. But let me give you the latest intel, what's going on. It looks like Department of Homeland Security are flying what seems to be Mexican nationals to the border areas on, looks like, private aircraft or 737 aircraft. And, you know, I've talked to some of the guys, and they've talked to the pilots, and they said they're moving as many as 2,000 a day.
So, all right, let me stop you. I talked about this 5 years ago from Texas sheriffs I had on, and since then it's actually been in California, Arizona, and Texas papers that, yes, Mexican aircraft are allowed in U.S. airspace. In fact, guys, type that in, Mexican aircraft, Mexican Army and Navy aircraft. Just say Mexican military aircraft now allowed to operate inside U.S. You'll get CBS, Associated Press, but it's not a big issue. It's kind of like hidden in plain view. And yes, I talked to a Marine officer, I'll just leave it at that, 2 weeks ago, who said, Alex, I can't tell you because details are classified. He said, well, he said what you just said. Tell us about the thousands of Mexican troops inside the U.S.
No, it's not exactly that, Alex. And I'm sorry if I misrepresented myself, but it's contracted civilian aircraft moving Mexican nationals, what I believe, out of detention facilities all across the United States down to the border areas to be moved down into Mexico.
So I knew about that. That's on record, too. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so what I'm fairly assuming, sir, is that these holding facilities, they're opening up. These beds are opening up. And as you know and I know, these jails aren't built to be empty. So,
well, no, no. Again, you're absolutely on target. Remember what came out in the. Have you ever seen the Iran-Contra hearings? They're online.
Yes, sir. I've seen everything you've made here.
So. Well, but I mean, it's not just, but I'm saying for everybody, can just look up the raw footage. It's at PBS.org. It's also on YouTube. It's also on C-SPAN. You can watch hundreds of hours. But it's Oliver North testimony and Admiral Poindexter, Henry B. Gonzalez, and Jack Brooks, both of Texas, both congressmen, say to them, tell us about Rex 84 and the plan to put first immigrants as a cover in the secret camps and then citizens. And they go, we can't talk about it, national security. But the point is that's exactly how they plan to sell it. And you're right. They're activating these facilities everywhere and priming them and training the camp guards on the illegals. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, so I just wanted to let you know that. And these jets are coming in every day. Like I said, they've talked to the pilots. They said they're moving as many as 2,000 people out of these facilities every single day now. So that means that they're probably opening them up now at quite a pace.
They've got a giant one down by Corpus Christi. In fact, when you're driving down 37 towards Corpus Christi, look out to your left. You'll see these giant sports stadium. Richard Reeves went down there with me a few months ago. Well, then there's also another one down on South Padre as well. And he's like, I think that's a prison. Well, he went over there. We talked to locals and then later just found out there's a whole archipelago along the coast of these. Thank you so much for the call and the information, sir. Be safe out there. Jim in Missouri, police or military, Jim?
Yes, Alex, if you can hear me, my name is Jim from St. Louis. I'm a police officer. I have a pretty unique voice, so I'm trying to hide it, so I hope I'm coming in clear. I saw the KSDK footage, but I have some more news to tell you. We have been told that in October we need to be prepared for an event. I don't know much, but I just know it's supposed to be an event that will require us to use air and ground support in conjunction with the local military here. We've been practicing pretty much safeguarding pretty more affluent areas in St. Louis, Missouri.
You sound, let me stop you, I'm going to hold you over. You sound pretty freaked out, sir.
Alex, I've been a listener for yours for a while, but it's basically been coming down the pike pretty rapidly the last couple months. And basically, I can't really say too much. Like I said, I think they'll hear my voice. I have a very unique voice, but the military has basically been running drills with us, Alex, for about a month and a half now. And I don't know what's going to be the event in October, Alex, but if they ask me to confiscate guns, I don't know what's going to happen because a lot of people in my department, they're asleep, Alex. They hate Obama. They're still in the left-right paradigm, and it's scary, Alex.
Do they have any idea how dangerous it's going to be to try to take guns?
Alex, I know. Trust me, this is Missouri, and there's some good old boys up here, but these good old boys are, you know, they think Obama's a Muslim terrorist, and they don't understand people are bought and paid for. I try to explain it to people when I do even regular...
Let me not interrupt you. Just go back to what you just said. You said they're being told in October, be prepared to use air and ground army forces against the American people.
And when they say air support, I don't understand what that means. I don't know if that means they're going to just openly have drones flying or what, but I don't know what kind of support...
No. That's it. That's why the Secretary of the Army is in the news saying airstrikes.
I can't believe that Channel 5 is actually putting this on. Can you please upload that video on YouTube or Infowars.com so we can see this?
Well, listen, here's the deal, sir. Here's the problem. They take it down whenever we post it. Normally, they would leave something like that up. They don't want this being seen. This wasn't supposed to get on the news. Did you see how freaked out the Army commander was?
You don't have to explain it to me. I know, but real quick, Alex, I'll hold up.
Sorry. Yeah, stay there. Yeah, but don't get. I understand you're trying to disguise your voice, but it's all right. This is America. We're allowed to say we don't want the Army attacking us. Listen, we could back this off if we get the news out about it ahead of time. Imagine if they were planting a false flag in Missouri. Now they're not going to be able to do that now because of us talking about this. We've got a big, long line of police and military that want to get on air, so I'm going to have to shut up and go to their calls. We're about to go back to Jim in Missouri, but since I mentioned this earlier, guys, put it on screen, the article about the Mexican troops cleared to operate inside the U.S. out of the Houston Chronicle. I want to show people that because folks aren't going to believe that. If you're a radio listener and you're like, show us, we're also streaming video at Infowars.com. But the guys did find the article. There it is, cron.com. Mexican military flies over South Texas. Officials say U.S. has cleared flights in war on drug trafficking. Yeah, and then you can find the other articles where they're pulling triggers. Around 1,000 Mexican troops operate a week, according to the intel I got, in Texas alone. Remember when I told you they sent Mexican troops to Katrina? And people are like, well, that's just to help. It's to acclimate you. I've been to the urban warfare drills 10 years ago, 12 years ago, on footage where they have troops from over 10 different nations training to confiscate our guns and admitting it's in the U.S. And then the Marine Corps commander runs over and screams at me and threatens to have me arrested because I got it on tape. They wanted to lead me around in some stage deal and lie to me, but it didn't matter. I snuck around. When they kicked me out of that urban drill, I just sent in other people as reporters. I mean, we got the footage. It's called Police Day 2000. You're not going to stop us. Now, we had you on hold, Jim, or we were going to break, so they put you on mute, but they could hear you talking because they had you faded down, but you were in the studio. And I said, this is America. It's okay, Jim, for you to speak out about this. And you said, no, this isn't America, off air. You've got the floor for another minute. Tell folks specifically what they've got you training with the military with these hundreds of large armored vehicles for.
Well, like I said, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, Alex. I'll try to be quick. All we've been told through whispers, basically, in the locker room is that in October, and it's pretty much locked in. I don't know if there's going to be another debate here in St. Louis like there was 4 years ago or what, but it's pretty much locked in that we're going to be basically the guards of the more affluent neighborhoods here in St. Louis. A lot of the lawyers and doctors and professors seem to, you know, live in certain parts of St. Louis and the surrounding counties, and we've been basically patrolling and practicing all of the entries into certain neighborhoods to protect against militias, and that word has been used. Hold on, Alex. That word has been used, and there has been something said about, well, I don't want to say too much more, but basically, Alex.
No, go ahead. You're trained. Listen, the criminal globalist collaborators live in certain areas. They know people have made lists. We haven't, but people have been making lists. The military, retired folks know who the enemy is. And yes, this is the plan, to go into a fortress mode when the globalists try to start World War III and then go after domestic groups. When the globalists start the civil war and start trying to arrest people, then folks are going to be forced to fight, and they're not just going to wait in their houses, and they're not going to just go out and go after police and military. They're going to try to go after the people that run this because they're smart. Oh, that's what you're being told?
Yeah, that's basically it. And Alex, it's pretty much wide open here in St. Louis, but I haven't been involved in any drills with actual tanks, so I asked you earlier if you could upload that video. But real quick, before you let me go, I know you got other callers. People, Alex Jones is real, all right? I know a lot of people out there on the internet are saying he's a shill, but he's real. You can go to YouTube right now, type in classic Alex Jones 2000, and you'll see video clips of this man from the 90s when he was in his early 20s speaking against the New World Order. And America, this country's dead, Alex. It's gone.
Oh, there he hung up. Listen, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, okay? It doesn't mean it's going to happen. But yes, the professors and people are actually the technicians that come up with all this. You go to a CFR meeting or any of it, you watch it on C-SPAN, they're the ones coming up with all the plans. And you've got the bankers and others, and you've got the elite in every city who you notice stay in one area. And there's other rich areas, but they always stay in one little area. That's because they run the COG plan for their area, and they plan on having the police protect them while they've got the police and military out trying to arrest us. Because they know the checkmate move. They know they're fighting a bunch of veterans. They know they're fighting former intelligence people. They know they're fighting people that understand how to resist an authoritarian, globalist, basically communist takeover. Okay? And again, communists aren't the little dirty commie running around the street. That's their front. The megabanks fund communism to wreck a country and take it over. Communism, fascism's, you know, corporations controlling government. Communism ends up being the same thing. They claim it's two different things academically, but it's not. Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope, by the way. I always have these mental midgets send me emails and comments saying, oh, Alex, communism and fascism are diametrically opposed. Really? Head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, official historian for the Bilderberg Group and the CIA, says they control communism and fascism and gives all the quotes on it. It's 1,400 pages. I don't know if you're going to read that or want to understand it, but they want authoritarianism, and they learn to give you a bunch of different flavors of it. I mean, it's kind of like there's 5-6 different ways to cook a pork chop. It's still a pork chop. So, yeah, there's differences, but the meat and potatoes of it are not. Checkpoints, torture rooms, cameras, insiders controlling monopolies. All right, let's go back to your calls. Who's up next here? Let's talk to Robin in Tennessee. Are you a police officer or military?
No, I'm just a citizen.
Okay, real fast, because it's just police and military.
Okay, I'm from North Carolina. My husband was a concealed carry person. He taught that. We had proven video that they have gone around to bunkers where they have put airplanes. And even old buildings, when you see a building that has a fence on it, if the wire, the barbed wire is leaning out, it's to keep
people. No, ma'am, I hear you. I hear you. They have caches of drones. Helicopters with knockout gas. Sunshine Project got that declassified in 2000. The Marine Corps threatened them and had it reclassified, but they didn't get it off the Google Wayback Machine. It's on Google Archive. And they've got helicopters strategically around every population center with opium knockout gases, which kill over 10% of the people when they use it. People have car wrecks, knock their heads, fires get started. But they've also got VX nerve gas, but now they've moved away from troops. Folks, I'm not just saying this. The NSA is pulling their hair out right now that I'm even talking about this. They've got VX nerve gas in drone-controlled helicopters. I can't believe I can get away with this. You know why? Because there's so much freedom still left. You've got these criminals that have taken over the central systems, but they've got to get the police and military to carry out the crimes for them. And they've got to put out an official story that everybody will follow to carry out the tyranny. That's why Jack Bauer tortured people, was to get you to accept kidnapping and torturing people. But it didn't sell. You understand? They've been selling you evil. Let's start a call and then come back to him after break. Let's talk to Andy in North Carolina, then Tim and Jason. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Police or military?
I'm military, Marine Corps, going fast. 41 years old, been on the New World Order since Iran-Contra, wrote a A-plus paper in honors English about it. It's really scary, Alex. The green man, when they painted Jesus green, that's the green man of the Wicca religion. You need to get Jordan Maxwell on to talk about that. I saw a remote control aircraft in 1991 in Nellis Air Force Base. I was in the Marine Corps Air Wing. Saw that.
I tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you after break. He's talking about Rio de Janeiro, the big global government.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, other listeners who didn't, they're like, green Jesus. In fact, no. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back to you, sir. Put him on hold, okay, guys?
Yes,
all right, we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back. Yeah, at the big UN meeting, they put lights on Jesus to turn him green and then said, he is your Lord and Savior, the green Jesus. I'm not kidding. Tomorrow, I'll be back on the radio, and undoubtedly, I'm going to have to open the phones up again for police and military. We're about to go back to talking about this. If you go to the Army Times, if you go to the Council on Foreign Relations website, they have all the top generals saying the UN runs our military, NATO runs it, Congress doesn't matter. They tell Congress that to their face. I've played those clips. It is Twilight Zone, but it's really happening. And, you know, when I made the joke about I can't believe I'm getting away with this, the issue is that once you commit to something, you just don't have fear about it. Even though I have the sweetest wife and children in the world, I love my life. I realize they could do, I mean, I've been physically attacked before. I get death threats, and I'm just committed. And I'm not living in fear, but I'm here on air going, yeah, the Marine Corps threatened the Sunshine Project about, you know, the fact that they were publishing declassified stuff about, you know, drones with knockout gas canisters on them for the people. And the Marine Corps threatened him and all this. And then I realized, wow, I'm here on air announcing all of this. I mean, it's real. Just like that police officer said, Alex Jones is real, folks. Yeah, I wish I wasn't real. I wish I wasn't real. I wish this wasn't true. I wish, because then I could just go about my business. You think I like risking my life? Let me tell you, this is real. And the spectacle of the fact that I'll just... Listen, we're on all these AM and FM stations. We're reaching millions of people. The average American is good. The average police officer is good. The average person in the military is wonderful. The average corporate person is good. It's a tiny group of psychological warfare globalists that have hijacked our government that give us false stories to give up our rights and liberties. They think you're so dumb. White House advisors, Shapiro and others, look it up, have published 4 different news articles and sent out fundraisers saying to their millionaire donors, give us money. Don't worry, Obama's still going to win. We might just have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, and that'll make him popular. They are one Bible page from thin of just saying they did it, that they'll do more. That's how dumb they think you are. When you're unconscious, they win. When you just buy into the sports and the TV and the Madison Avenue, then you have no idea what's going on. That's why police and military are waking up so fast. Because they heard myself and countless others warn of this for decades, and now they're seeing it. They're going, wait a minute, this is exactly what we were told was going to happen. Of course. Look, if you sign on to this, folks, you're destroying our entire future. The globalists really hate America. They've used America to build their world government. They've used America to set up their police state. They've used our money, and they've given us the blame for all the bad things they've done in newspapers they own overseas. See, they're masters at having us do their dirty work, then we take the blame. They want re-education. 2 months ago, I'm sent an army document of re-education camps. I check it, check the code numbers, check parts that are declassified in it for purchase orders, find out it's real, and then the army comes out and says, yes, that's a real document, but it's not for distribution. It's marked restricted. You shouldn't have it. Look it up. The army re-education camps. Let me just give the military a little newsflash as if you need this, and police. The globalists plan on starting a civil war. They are asking you to run out into moving traffic. I don't look forward to the fact that the American people are going to open up on you, and believe me, they are. It's not cowardice of the American people that has kept them back this far. It's more restraint. And the globalists know that. They know the average patriot does not want to go fight the military and police, even though it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're going to go after the globalist, and that's what that police officer was talking about. And I don't even want that to happen. This just needs to stop. The globalists need to back off, but they're not. They're going ahead with war with Syria using Al-Qaeda proxies. They're going ahead with moving missiles in against Russia. They're crazy people. They get hubris-filled, like Hitler going into Russia, Napoleon, all of it, and the whole world's about to get really crazy. I hope we can stop them. Maybe we can. Let's go to Andy, Tim, and then Jay and Austin and others. I've got to get to the GMO story. I'm ranting. Andy, finish up your points about the drones you saw back in the 90s.
Yeah. They had it was in Nellis Air Force Base. They brought out this little thing. It was like a I don't know, remote control type deal. And it was then they were remote controlling an F-15 aircraft. And I saw that, and that was in 1991. But real fast, I got beat up by the captain of police in Brunswick County, North Carolina, for filing a complaint after being pulled over. But it's always darkest before dawn. The light, we're going to win.
Hold on, they beat you up.
Five men's souls, man.
Hold on, they beat you up at the police station?
In front of the courthouse, man.
I know, I tell you, all over they're arresting people for filming police in public and then putting them in jail when there is no law.
I went down there to file a complaint after they rustled me around and illegally searched my car. It was a big old mess. And maybe I can call you on it. I know you're pressing.
No, I hear you, brother. I mean, a lot of police are good, but in some areas, they've just the system wants crazy thugs. And I tell you, you're not being given all this leeway to treat the American people like garbage for nothing. They're getting ready for a total takeover. And all you idiots that serve this system have no idea the bear trap you're sticking your foot in.
I got it.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're gonna go to the next call. Let's go ahead now and go to Tim in Chicago. Are you military or police?
Neither. I am actually a friend of a person that builds police cars for a living. and they're pumping out 200 cars a day, 6 days a week.
Okay, what type of cars are they pumping out a day?
Police cars. 80% are unmarked.
Yeah, I've noticed they're going to the unmarked stuff so that the little slaves don't notice what's going on. Everything's going to a secret police situation. What else do you have to say about all this?
I can't really talk too much on air, but I can talk off air if you'd like.
What? So, I mean, specifically about what, though? What type of information?
Just if it, as many as they're pumping out, where are all these cars going? Why do we need that many police? And it's just one company of the three major companies that are building police cars.
Well, they're all writing more tickets. They're hiring more cops to be the minders for the takeover of America. And they're doing psychological profiles to hire people that will do whatever they're told. Thank you for the call, sir. Look, the gravity of what we're talking about is so huge. And it is an illusion. It is an illusion that if you just keep your head down, you're going to be okay. Not with a group of globalists like this. Let me tell you something. These people want world government. They want forced abortion all over the country. They're giving kids vaccines at public schools without parental consent illegally now. All over the country. They're just doing what they want. They have a name for it. It starts with a big capital T. Terrible. Tyrant. Tyrannosaurus Rex. And people are going to learn why tyranny's been hated throughout history. Because America has basically got a case of cancer. It's in every organ, every level of society, and it's running rampant, and they are on a power trip, and they like it, and they've hired all these minions that get off on it, and they've told them, you're being given power. But the 1 hour of power you're given, figuratively in history, that hour that the devil's going to be given power, the devil's been given an hour of power quite a few times, hadn't he? All of you that serve this will be destroyed. You will be judged. And I'm not talking about by the militia that the police are trying to take on. And of course, the militia aren't going to attack anybody. Pretty much non-existent and totally infiltrated. The globalist will blow up police departments and blame it on the... See, I mean, the thing is, this is all so complex. Obviously, police, they're either going to hire a patsy like all these FBI ops who's mentally ill and has an IQ around room temperature to attack you, or they're going to do it themselves, like Oklahoma City. And then try to get you all riled up to go out. We're going to show these anti-New World Order people. We're going to go arrest a bunch of them. And then the Civil War starts. And then you're not going to be dealing with FBI patsies. But hey, listen, I know you like cracking U.S. citizens' heads. You think you're going to win. You like the New World Order. You're going to go ahead with it. I got it. I understand that. Long after I'm gone, my actions will still be felt, though, because I've already alerted everybody.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look at this headline out of the BBC. EU should undermine national homogeneity. Am I pronouncing that right? I know what it means. It means culture of a nation. Says UN Migration Chief, that's BBC, it goes on, to say the UN Special Representative on Migration was also quizzed about the EU should do about evidence for the Economic Cooperation Development Group that employment rates among migrants were higher in the U.S. and Australia than EU countries. He told the committee the United States and Australia and New Zealand are migrant societies, and therefore they accommodate more readily those from other backgrounds. Really, Europe's got higher rates of immigrants than even we do, than we do ourselves. We still nurse a sense of homogeneity and a difference from others. And that's precisely why the European Union, in my view, should be doing its best to undermine. Again, the attitude is the UN openly says they want to get rid of heterosexuals. It's not just that we're saying be nice to gay people. It's that, oh, the straight people are bad. It's not just saying, I mean, they're running TV ads now. The Minnesota government is funding it in the state, saying being white is bad in and of itself. I'm not joking. Just look it up. It was all over the news last week. I mean, again, it's about getting everybody fighting with each other. It's diabolical. There it is. EU should undermine national sovereignty. I mean, you know, national culture. That's what they're saying, says UN Migration Chief. Okay, let's shift gears to this next story. I should have spent the whole show on this, but and I got a bunch of callers, a bunch of military and police, but I can't tell who is or who isn't. A bunch of other callers got in somehow on the phone system. But bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. The problem, some studies show over 90% die who are able to contract it. So it is one of those super weapons if it jumps. Here's the Prison Planet article talking about the Times of India and the Daily Mail. Weaponized bird flu research published as virus, just mutations away from pandemic. So they publish how to weaponize it and then say, oh, but it's going to be a natural mutation, even though the globalists want to reduce population numbers. Here's some good news out of prisonplanet.com. Natural News is also reporting on it, and also Natural Society. Even the American Medical Association recommends pre-market safety testing of GMO foods. They have thousands of companies taking thousands a year of different genetic plants, animals, you name it, and firing randomly insect, reptile, human, other mammal DNA into it to create random mutations. You already get with just hybridization, mixing plants of a similar species together, you can get very dangerous mutations, especially a few generations down the road. Anybody who's planted hybridized plants and gotten seeds that are still fertile, most of them aren't, and planted them again knows they, that hybridized zinnias, the next generation, look like something out of a science fiction movie. But now even the American Medical Association has come out and said, reversing themselves, that there should be more studies and that things should be labeled. The Chicago Tribune is also reporting. They had a meeting in Chicago. The week the American Medical Association voted to reverse, this week, a policy recommending that foods made with genetically modified organisms have mandatory pre-market safety testing. This is big deal, folks. I guess even though they're globalist sellouts funded by Big Pharma, they don't want all their kids dying. Here's another one. This is CBS News. I already mentioned this, but we're going to play a news clip. GM grass linked to Texas cattle deaths. All I can say is good job, KI, our local station here in Austin. And they just mentioned at the bottom of the article, oh, yeah, well, this is at a couple of ranches, but 15, 18 cattle died in one feed area, one ranch in Bastrop. And we fed them the Tifton 85, which is a Texas A&M developed hybridization, which is a form of GM, not GMO. It's not a cross species because it's both grasses. And they've got the EPA out there, at least in this latest article. This is a local clip that the national story came out of, saying, oh, yeah, they are off-gassing cyanide. And I saw that last night when I did a report on it. And I thought, that's that movie, The Happening. And I went and looked it up and found out that there are other cases of this. I thought that was just a crazy movie. See, you learn stuff every day. I mean, I've talked to top doctors and scientists who said that almost everybody's getting allergies now. No kidding. You're eating GMO. Your body's freaking out. Cancer is exploding. Neurological disorders are exploding. Diseases of the gut, diseases of the skeletal system, diseases of the nerves, neurological. It's all skyrocketing. Let me tell you, I'm seeing local news now report on fluoride, have it being poisonous, on GMO. I'm seeing it all over the country. People are waking up. Most people aren't operatives of the New World Order. They just buy into whatever the national media says and regurgitate it. It's time for everybody to start standing up to whatever level of tyranny you think is important. Whatever you think is serious. Just get involved a little bit, and together we can change the world. People ask, if things are so bad, I had national media when I was covering Bilderberg a few weeks ago in Virginia come up and say, well, okay, if they're so powerful, why are you here? And I said, because good is powerful. I said, most people in the system are not bad. They're compartmentalized. And I said, the fact that our forebears had a First Amendment and a Second Amendment, and the fact that people have just been speaking out, we have a chance of beating these globalists. They're not all powerful. I can't tell you how many police officers off air and military call me and go, I thought you were crazy and everything. Here's some documents. It's all true. And they'll start breaking down and crying. Just like you heard that police officer earlier, because it freaks you out. to find out this is all real. Well, hey, let's not freak out about it. Let's take action and defend the Republic. And when you're told something, if it's immoral, unconstitutional, don't follow that order. Because not following orders is what it's all about. You know, the Nazis tried to say just following orders, and they got hung. Look at how they treat the military, taking their pension funds, taking their death benefits. England just did the same thing. Military doesn't have to take the smallpox and anthrax shots. And the military always rebels because it kills people when they do it, and then the system has to back off. We can say no together now. It's time to start saying no. It's time to start saying no. Here's the problem, and I've had top genetic engineers on. You've heard them. In the 90s, they would change the long-leaf potato was one top scientist I had on from England about it. And they would feed it to the rats, and it was sterilizing them and causing problems. And they said, go ahead and approve it. We want to reduce population anyways. But what they found is that the long-leaf potato, after they did that test, then 5, 6, 7 generations randomly would just start producing poison in it. Because they can change a gene or even stack 6 or 7 genes, traits. Some of them have like 50-plus genes stacked in them. But then randomly, you change one thing. Yeah, you can make it do what you want, but then randomly it spins out of control and then does a whole bunch of other stuff. People are like, oh, well, you're not a genetic engineer. Oh, really? I've only interviewed probably 50 of them. Go read the papers yourself. Go read the scientific papers. Go find out. You know, scientists for decades said, oh, 96% of the DNA is junk. Now they've reversed. Oh, it's not junk. Sorry. You change that little. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is what's happening outside Austin, Texas, where I'm broadcasting from right now. Here it is.
Dr. Gary Warner, a vet who specializes in cattle, conducted the 15 autopsies. Tests revealed the Tifton 85 grass, which has been here for years, has suddenly started producing cyanide gas, poisoning Abel's cattle.
Coming off the drought that we had the last 2 years and kind of semi-in one here again, we're concerned that it was a combination of events that may have led us to this.
But until scientists can determine exactly why this tried and true grass suddenly began producing cyanide, Jerry is keeping his livestock far away.
The grasshoppers are enjoying it now.
All right.
Now, what is even more worrisome?
That's good. And again, we're going out there tomorrow. He's also, we talked to some of the other farmers. They're feeding him GMO alfalfa, so that could be involved. You don't know how this stuff's crossing. But it turns out I actually looked up the scientist we had on from England. I can't pronounce his name. He's like Pakistani. But the point is, I looked up what he said like 5 years ago on the show, and he was talking about toxins being developed. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I went and looked it up. It turns out this is routine, even with hybridization. That they'll just suddenly start producing cyanide. Folks, most of the corn, it's like 87% of the corn in the U.S., is BT. Meaning, well, there's a whole bunch of different types of it. But the point is that it produces its own pesticide in the corn. And then bugs who eat it die. And then they say, but it's okay for you to eat it. And then I saw that article in the Washington Post a few months ago. Where they said, well, Monsanto's angry because farmers aren't planting refuge crops for the bugs. I didn't know that. They have to plant crops separately just for the bugs to eat because they don't want all the bugs on Earth to die. So it's like, you got to plant refuge corn for these bugs because it'll kill them. But go ahead and feed it to humans. Here, let's feed some cyanide grass to our kids. You know, everybody knows cyanide's good for you. Folks, we better wake up and say no to tyranny, or it's over for everybody. The elite have gone crazy. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, to see the tank report and more. It's all up there.